And welcome, everyone, to the Circle Debate Podcast, episode 82. We are live on all the social media platforms. We're live on YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook. If you're following us live, this is the host of Devious One, Ivan C. And I am here with my brothers in arms, my brothers from another mother's. He is Mr. 69 himself because he has 69 reasons, 69 answers, and 69 thoughts and lessons. With a pool ball cue there. I don't know why. Of course, ladies and gentlemen, I have Mr. MGC, Mr. 69, Matthew Steamboat, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know what he's drinking. What is that, yogurt peach? Is that what
it is? Yeah, if you guys see me, hear me sound like Jimmy Stewart tonight, it's because I have a mouth ulcer, but I'm still going to be as talkative as ever. Nick Arias, how you doing, man? We're letting you guys know we are live.
Yes, we are. We are live, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, I have a man not only that lives 1,977,000 miles from Winnipeg, Minnesota, Canada, but because he lives with these five UNs, because he is the undisputed, the unmatched, the unrivaled, the uncensored, and the unscripted money, by God, of podcasting, the most violent podcaster of all time, Mike Lopez.
That's right. Man, what a Christmas. Hope you guys had a great one as well. Let's get this party started, baby.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. I hope everybody enjoyed their Christmas. And man, it was a great Christmas for everyone, hopefully. And for you guys who are watching as well, I hope you guys enjoyed your holidays. And we were overwhelmed with a lot of things. But we're here. We're here because we need to catch up with everyone about our thoughts of what's going on in AEW.
Quick question. Are we responding in questions in real time?
Yes, we are.
And I don't know. Happy to have you raid our
Facebook user.
Hello, Facebook user.
Yes.
Yes, we are. We are able to respond to them if we would love to. You guys have any questions? Put them right there in the comment below. You see the comments. And just let us, we'll answer the questions. You're live. So let's go to the first topic, though. But go ahead, Mike.
And for anybody in the comment, please tell us why you guys are so happy that Cody is TNT champion once again. Let us know.
We will get to that shortly. But let's go with the first topic that, since we didn't record this week, but let's just give our thoughts. So let's talk about thoughts on Kyle O'Reilly and AEW. As we did see him making his debut, he made his debut in AEW this past week. Not surprising for me, in my opinion. I mean, it was bound to happen. But a lot of people give it a downfall, saying that it wasn't a great it wasn't really a great debut. It wasn't really, like, the best. And, like, oh, it's Dom. That's right.
What's up, Dom?
What's going on, Dom?
From L.A. to Philly.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. What's going on, brother? But yes, so I'll go to you, Money Mike Lopez, your thoughts of Kyle O'Reilly now in AEW.
It did feel a little anticlimactic to me. It could have been done better. Was it the worst way? No. It raised questions right away, especially with the Young Bucks coming out of – which side is I was about to say Cody, he's on my mind rent free. which side Adam Cole is going to choose? Yes, you're elite, undisputed. We don't know yet. So yeah, it's the makings of a good story that's unfolding, long term storytelling happening here in front of our very eyes. This is the first chapter of a lot that's going to happen. So I'm looking forward to that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mr. 69.
I got to say, so for Kyle O'Reilly, I'd personally prefer it if they threw him into a singles rivalry with somebody off the bat. But, I guess they want to do Red Dragon as the tag team, in the meantime. Red Dragon, they had their history with FTR before, but, I'm pretty sure they did something with Young Bucks back in Ring of Honor, but we I don't know. I think we've seen most from Red Dragon. We got to see something else, more or less. I want to see Kyle O'Reilly go one-on-one with somebody he hasn't before. And he's such a great singles performer. The submission, the MMA, the fighting. He's cool, you know? Hello, Voy FY. Yeah, Voy FYI.
It's one of our German listeners. Guten Tag.
Guten Tag.
Oh, man. It's awesome, man.
By the way, did I mention I'm in my house right now? I recently bought my piano.
My boy's balling. You
know, yeah. So, you know, good times. Merry Christmas.
Good times. Merry Christmas. Oh, man. Kyle O'Reilly, I mean, it was expected, like I said. I mean, we make it to see finally what we talked about, you know, previously, the Undisputed versus the Elite. I mean, so that's kind of the way maybe they're heading that direction. Not quite sure, but if that does happen, but what's next though? Like after that, what else is going to be? Then that's the case. Bring on the Trios title. There you go. Kyle O'Reilly, Adam Cole, Bobby Fish having a Trios AEW World, you know, tag, you know, Trios Championship. Why the hell not? I don't know. I mean, that's just how I feel about it.
You're not alone.
I don't know.
A lot of people have felt that way for a bit.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, but we'll have to wait. You know, we'll have to wait to see how the outcome goes for Kyle O'Reilly. And hopefully it goes for, you know, for him great. You know, we both see him debut this week in the Trios match. So I'm looking forward to seeing that. Heck, I would like to see him and Bobby Fish versus the Lucha Bros. FTR, I mean, if we could get to see that tag again between him and Fish, that would be great because a great addition to the tag team division. So hopefully we get to see that. I mean, there's a lot of things that we could – that they are able to use Kyle O'Reilly for. So, I mean, but we'll see down the road what they'll do with the – I don't know what they're going to be called now. That's the big, that's a good question. I mean, right? I mean, they can't use Undisputed Era.
Red Dragon. Maybe they'll bring. I guess it'll be red because of Ring of Honor, you know. So, the Ring of Honor history, Red Dragon Kingdom, Trios. I very much agree. Yes, that and women, women's tag titles and Trios titles. You know, because there's a lot of the Luchador influence, and you know, you've got Jurassic Express, Best Friends, and of course Red Dragon now with Adam Cole. So. That's very solid.
Oh yeah, and since we're on Dynamite, I want to talk about obviously the main event, very briefly before I even get to with the women's tournament TBS title. But man, can we just say that it was awesome to see these three individuals face paint between Sting and Darby Allin and CM Punk? Can we just say that was actually phenomenal? I liked it. I don't know. I'm pretty sure, Matt, you were I'm pretty sure you enjoyed it. Obviously, you know, CM Punk being the surfer kid and Sting being, you know, like CM Punk, you know, with the logo on it, and Darby as well. I mean, just being himself, but a mixture of Sting and CM Punk. I mean, I go to you, Mr. Matt Callis. Your thoughts about the main event, first of all, of that?
What were your you know, personally, I would have been okay with them losing, the babyfaces losing in this instance. Because, you know, I mean, MJF is newer talent, and I'd want there to be a little bit more, you know, getting that up and going, more or less. I think the MJF as a babyface, I mean, not baby, MJF as going over would be what I'm going for. Do you think we'll end with the Undisputed Era versus Kenny and the Bucks?
Absolutely.
I'm hoping
that's where it's headed, of course.
Yeah.
Long-term storytelling. When Kenny Omega left, when Kenny Omega left, he said to the Young Bucks, "You guys are going to hold things down here, not you, Adam Cole." Remember that?
Segment. And I haven't seen Adam Cole and Kenny one-on-one enough. If it did happen in Ring of Honor, if it didn't, I haven't seen it enough, and I need to see it. I want that one on one because both of them are just phenomenal. You know, let's see them one on one. But yeah, back to the hello, Nick. Hello.
Oh, that's right. The Universe of Podcast. What's going on, Nick?
How are you doing, Nick?
Good boy. So,
But just to wrap up my thoughts on the main event, I would have been okay with the babyfaces losing because they're really well established other than Darby. Darby's the only kind of like new cat in the picture, you know. But for the rest, he doesn't need that win as much as I'd say MJF would need it in this instance, you know. So that's just my thoughts on it.
Money Mike.
Yeah, listen, CM Punk, cult of personality, all that great stuff. It's fun and all, sure, but I want CM Punk to lose already. Maybe I'm in the minority here, but yes, I remember that, Money Mike. Love to see that singles match too. CM Punk, I feel that it's kind of worn out a little bit to me. And I hope that he loses soon. Because nothing against CM Punk, but it's gotten to the point where it's kind of predictable that he's going to win every time. And really, yes, MJF needed that win, or his team needed that win, in my opinion. Because, you know, it's Nexus and Team WWE again here. You know, the heels have to win to progress the storyline and to show that they're a credible threat to the babyfaces.
Love that.
Agreed
with that. Now, before we answer Nick's question, seeing the Sting and Punk in the same ring at the same team was something that I never thought I would watch. I definitely can agree with that. even with the yes, mm-hmm. even with the match,
yeah. Yeah. Very rare. Very yeah, rare.
I can agree with that. I can agree with that.
Very rare and very tender. It's like a steak. Mm. I'll say the match is like a steak. Rare and tender.
Yes, that's rare and tender. Now, you know what? Let's just jump into, you know, what Nick's, you know, question to us is about Rampage. Let's talk about Rampage very briefly. Now, we'll hook. So right now, obviously, what are you guys' thoughts on Hook himself so far? So I'll go back, take it back to you, Money Mike. And to answer Nick's question, your thoughts about his no-sell on this past Rampage on the holiday weekend.
If I may say, I think we're all hooked on Hook.
Hey, that's a shirt already, Hooked on Hook.
That's right. People love Hook right now, man. He has an it factor, especially in the ring, I feel. And given that, you know, the attitude that it seems that he's inherited from Taz, where, you know, it's that badass attitude. And I feel like we need more characters like that. I feel like a lot of characters nowadays have been focused on... Am I lagging?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. My screen here is a little slow. But yeah, like, how about Hook being the heel and Bear Bronson being booed? Yes. Oh, definitely. I feel even Bronson got a surprise out of that. You know, just the facial expressions that he was giving of surprise almost was very, very interesting to see. And I was all on Hook fans called Hookers.
There you go.
Trademark it now.
Trademark it.
Getting fish hooked by Hook.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Getting fish hooked by Hook.
I mean, Hook is on a roll right now, man. And that, I don't know if you guys saw that footage after Rampage of him slapping Cody. You know, it's all that stuff that is gonna catapult this kid up to the next level.
Absolutely. With Hook, I'm just like very surprised, like how this push has been going on. It's fascinating to see how they're booking him. You know, great minds, Money Mike. Yeah, like I said, on live, but Hook has it. Yeah. Oh no, he did. Especially how he did that Hook suplex. Oh my God, what he did. Oh Jesus.
The Northern Lights.
Yes. Ah. Mm. It's good shit, just like his dad. And yes, I enjoyed it.
About the no sell, that was very interesting. That did catch my eye too. To this point, I want to believe that was intentional, or that that was part of the plan. I choose to believe that. We've seen Sting do it. You know, it's been done before. To the point of, I guess, even hulking up, I guess you could say, but you know, in a smaller scale. But let's see if he does it again, and let's see if that becomes sort of a thing for him, or was it just like a one-off? I'm interested to see how he goes about it.
Yes, they are. That's where Taz Plexus all right. Just it was. Oh my goodness, I did enjoy it. I can't wait to see what's the future for Hook, man. I just, whoo. I mean, let's just get into it about, you know, the aftermath of what happened off air, which I'll let Matt Cavis take over on that. Let the people know what happened off air. But shit, before I even jump into, my apologies, I'm running out of, like, I'm everywhere. But no, actually, now the one that Mike been asking for, I mean, shit, here we go. Thoughts on Cody becoming three-time TNT champion. Take it away, Money Mike. Money Mike, take it away.
Three-time, man. Three-time champion. Okay. I want to know, and I wish I could have been in that meeting where Tony Khan decided to give Sammy Guevara the title, the TNT championship. What was supposed to be the point of that? Was it to just to get it off of Miro and have somebody hold it for a little bit? I don't feel that Sammy did much, if anything, really, with that title. If you really remember, he was part of that American Top Team Inner Circle storyline, and he was standing behind Jericho as champion. He was not in the forefront, and that storyline was not revolving him. It was, you know, obviously Inner Circle, but he didn't need the championship then. And honestly, I feel like this title reign was kind of, so far, the weakest for the TNT championship. I'm interested to see if Cody brings back the challenge and what kind of forbidden doors this would open, right? So maybe Danhausen could come through and challenge for the TNT championship. You know, there's intrigue that comes along with Cody being TNT champion. And if he brings that back. So the crowd booing, I'm sure he's used to it. History was made and no one really cares. Is Cody becoming AEW's version of Cena? Yes and no. I see more of a parallel with Triple H, if I may say.
There you go.
Yeah. Even with, you know, his moveset, I feel is, you know, a lot of what he does, I feel, is emulating Triple H. I don't want to say copying, because, you know, that's kind of a stronger word. But in the end, I want to see this title reign mean something. Not unlike Sammy's, that it just, honestly, it was just a passing, you know, passing reign. So yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Go ahead, Mr. 69.
I must say that, you know, think about Cody's second reign. That wasn't that long. He wins it back from Brody and then loses it to Darby in how many months? It was probably shorter than this reign Sammy had. I don't know. That second TNT reign. Sammy has had a lot of defenses. All Ego, Ethan Page, Lethal, Tony Nese, Bobby Fish. And I actually wanted him to drop it to Lethal because I'm such a big Jay Lethal fan. You know, and Jay Lethal may be new, but he's such an established name in the wrestling industry. The flag bearer of Ring of Honor. And I think one of the things I wish could have happened is Brian Cage and Jay Lethal there at the same time, you know, the flag bearer of Impact and the flag bearer of Ring of Honor. You know, you get the champions of both companies, you know, and then you have the NXT champion Adam Cole. You know, you have top guys from all the companies, the main eventers, you know, throw them in the main event. You have such powerful fellas. But you know, it's not to be. I'll say this about Cody. My full thoughts on Cody is I love him as a person. Don't like his character that much right now, right? Who his character is. Love him in his personal life and think he's a really, you know, he trains my friend, Mr. Kid Bandit. But as a wrestling character, I'm not that excited. Now, I'm going to keep saying this. I say this week after week, and I got a thought of you. Do you think Jeff Jarrett should appear with that guitar the second the full heel turns? You know,
you really want that. You really want Jeff Jarrett to show up.
Jeff Jarrett's a free agent. You know, he interfered on behalf of Jay Lethal over at GCW. So, you know, he's around.
I mean, all I'm going to say is that like you say, Matt, you know, the character of Cody is not the most intriguing.
Exactly. Not
the most interesting. And a lot of people don't like it. But for me, I don't mind it. There needs to be that sort of character going on. Someone that actually, you know, people could boo, right? Like,
real life Cody in real life is a lovable nerd. You know, you know, he has the Everything But Wrestling show on the YouTube channel where he talks about Legend of Zelda with Hikaru Shida and Nyla Rose. And I thought that was really cool. You know, that's like, I don't see that side of Cody in the ring, that kind of like that nerd that's down to talk to everybody. You know, I'm seeing more of this kind of like this dude, you know, who you think thinks he's better than you. I'm like, okay, cool. That's a heel thing. But he's not all the way there. He's it's like a virtual signaling guy. I never was Jeff Jarrett. I don't know. He's out there. He's hiding under your bed with the guitar. It's like, where are you guys at? TNA. And he goes back under.
Cody being the TNT champion for the third time, was it a mistake? That's a double-edged sword. Yes. I ain't gonna lie, Sammy did had a great run. I don't know why they kind of want to do that for Cody, because, you know, obviously one where he was at North Carolina, and then with the whole, you know, his dad winning the belt, the NWA title type of thing, to kind of relate to that. I don't know what direction they're going with this. I don't know why Tony Khan made this final approval. In a way, it's like, no, I want to give it to more Jay Lethal. Shit, I'd rather have him winning it. But, or MJF, at least. Have MJF be the one who should have been dethroned Sammy Guevara. But, you know, I guess they ended up going with Cody. I would be shocked if Tony's third run will be a short stint as well. Because you didn't mention about the second run. It was short. What did he lose it to? Darby Allin. And he didn't have it for that long either. Now with this one, I don't know what direction. I mean, he kind of teased a little heelish. I was waiting for it. Like, just turn fucking heel already. Just do it.
Yeah.
Do it already. Sure. It's best for business. It's
Emperor Palpatine. Do it. Do it. Emperor Palpatine. Yes. Do it. So respond to the Ryback. Nah, I don't want Ryback, please. You know, or pimple back. What Cornette calls him, pimple back or something like that. You know, I could have his protein sample somewhere else. I'll eat beef jerky with him behind an alley, but, you know, no, not in the ring.
Yeah, I wasn't.
Yeah, let the hate flow. Let the hate flow. You know, it's like Cody becomes Emperor Palpatine. You wanted heel. It's just so ridiculous.
Yeah, I just was not happy about the outcome of the win. But then the aftermath off air, which now I'm going to let Matt Callis take over on that. Let the people know what happened off air.
So off air, I think it was Cody coming into the ring with Tony Khan. And the Hook comes in. I think Tony Khan, like, congratulates Hook, and then Cody also congratulates Hook. And then Hook slaps Cody. Am I correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think it's another case of, you know what? I was also going to say this is another possibility I want to happen. The two most liked heels, probably like Hook and Adam Cole, they're heels, but everybody likes them. Everybody cheers for them. Everybody's excited to see them. Cody's a baby face, and everyone hates him right now. So it would be such an interesting dichotomy to have the heels people like versus the baby face everyone hates. You know, it's such a...
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because everybody's just going to... You're basically an unspoken baby face, you know, Adam Cole. Because everybody loves him. Everybody loves cheering Adam Cole, baby. Everybody loves... All the girls are going crazy for Hook. Everybody wants, you know, the hookers all over the place.
Oh, yes. Fish
hooked, getting fit. Everybody got fish hooked by Hook. Now, hey, I got even another goofy idea. I got the goofiest idea of all time. New guy, Peter Pan versus Hook. Right there. some really goofy wrestler with a Peter Pan gimmick. Because I know... I think DDT has a pay-per-view called Peter Pan, DDT Wrestling, and they have a pay-per-view called Peter Pan. So Hook at the DDT pay-per-view versus a Peter Pan wrestler. So ridiculous.
So it's been proven tonight. It's been proven tonight that
people like this, but dude has had two matches. Should he really get a title shot? He's got to move up the rankings.
That's right.
You know, according to my beloved rankings, Hook is not in the top five just yet. So got some work to do.
He has to take some prerequisite classes. Mm-hmm. I wonder if he's in college. He's in wrestling college. Darby Allin is Gothic Peter Pan. He comes in on the string and everything.
Well, he does glide down on a skateboard, so there you go. That counts, right?
Pirate Hook. Imagine if they make him into Captain Hook. That would be ridiculous.
Yes.
Just straight up, like Dustin Hoffman walks him to the ring. Bring me Peter Pan.
Oh, man. I just can't. Well, Hook is too soon. Yes, with the rankings, Mike. With the rankings. We have to go with the rankings to see how it goes. And hopefully, we may see Hook. If Hook dethrones Cody's run in a very quick stint, I would be in shock. That means I'll be in shock because, one, Cody's going to put Hook over and hasn't even been in the business for quite some time. I mean, but Pyro Hook is some. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It's good shit. Yes, I'm Vince McMahon. Yes, it is. But if that does happen, I will be shocked if Cody actually puts Hook over and have him become the TNT champion. I'll be shocked. Are you guys liking this direction with the TNT belt overall? Do you feel like has it been that elevated like the AEW World title?
Oh, no, not like, if we're going to compare, not like the World title. I feel like you could take more risks with the TNT Championship. You know, it's changed hands more often than the World title has already. I've already said that I'm not a big fan of Sammy Guevara's reign. So I do feel like that kind of, in my opinion, it did not elevate the title. So there's that. Maybe Cody will.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll have to wait to see if it looks a charm. Let's see if he can do it. Let's see if he can do that. But yes, now I wanted to get into what the women's TBS tournament, you know, looks like. But the way how it looks like, if we might see Ruby Soho, since she advanced defeating Nyla Rose, we might see her versus Thunder Rosa. Yes, if Thunder wins, that's the biggest question we're going to see upcoming this week, this Wednesday, if it's going to happen or not. So that's one thing I want to go ahead and actually ask you gentlemen. So I'll go to you, Matt Callis. Are we going to get Ruby Thunder or Ruby Jade Cargill?
We have to get Ruby Thunder because Jade's very green by comparison. Thunder Rosa is very seasoned. And the other thing is, when you get a WWE person versus somebody, as far as I know, Thunder Rosa has never worked for WWE. She's a hero of the indies and a hero of, you know, she was Impact Wrestling, NWA, now AEW. And she was even Tokyo Joshi Pro. She held the International Princess title, who, just like side note, Maki Ito just got that title back. And so this would be a great WWE non-WWE person matchup, you know, kind of like your, you know, it would be kind of like your equivalent of Kenny and Danielson for the women, or, you know, well, not all the way though, because I wouldn't put Ruby on that high level, but I think it's going to be really cool to see though those two go at it. And I know Thunder Rosa I'm 70% leaning towards Thunder Rosa being the winning that title. So Cargill's way too new though. You know, she could have it later on down the line.
Ah, but I like that bitch show. Yes.
Yeah. 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 Yeah, or the Godfather belt. Like Mike said. Wink, oh, yes. Wink. Wink.
Wink.
Wink.
Money Mike.
Yeah, my pick overall when this tournament started was Ruby Soho to take it all the way. I honestly would like to see Jade win. I mean, sorry, Jade go on to the finals for Jade to beat Thunder Rosa, especially in the way that maybe Britt Baker costs her the title or the spot in the finals or the tournament. So that way that could push that storyline. But I know that Riho is right now number one contender, so Britt Baker is probably going to be busy with her. But other than that, like, you know, yeah, Thunder Rosa will get back into the world title picture. And yes, the rubber match has to happen. And and what a match I'm expecting from that, because, you know, the first two were pretty awesome as well. But yeah, I don't think Thunder would win the entire tournament. And I would like to see Jade and Ruby, to be honest. You know, storyline wise, you know, Ruby Soho has never won a title in such a big stage. And having to beat what could be counted as the unbeatable, because Jade is undefeated at this point, would be a good story to give her the title.
Yes. I agree with that. For me, it works either way, but I would like to see Jade and Ruby. I mean, I wouldn't mind seeing Thunder and Ruby, because I think it'll be a fantastic match to see. And especially that you're going into the new network starting, you know, not this week, but the following week. So you're going to jumping into TBS. I mean, that's something that, man, a match that we would love to see. Could be a pay-per-view caliber matchup. Even with Jade too, I'm not gonna, you know, even though Jade doesn't have much experience in the ring, but just her character itself delivers and got the felt all of us fans be like, you know, booing her and not liking her because she is that bitch show. Yeah, she is that bitch. But definitely, it could work either way, to be honest. And but who's gonna win it overall? I hope Ruby does. She has the biggest hype right now. And the way how the crowd is behind her, I enjoyed it. And I think it's about time that she has that spotlight that she never got in WWE. You know, and I, you know, she had a little bit brief moment in NXT, but then when she went to, you know, to the main roster, it wasn't much until the group, you know, the Riot Squad. It was okay. It was an okay faction. I actually enjoyed the faction. There was nothing wrong with it. But, you know, towards the end, they made everybody a squash. Like, and that's the important. And then, you know, her being let go first, you know, for Sarah, then her, you know. I just hope she has her moment. I just hope so. So, I mean, we just have to wait and see. But, you know, we'll see the outcome of that. We'll see. All right. Now, let's go ahead and move on to a little bit pro wrestling news now. I'm going to go ahead and move on to that. Because what I want to move on to is the when Shaman let Matt Callis take over on this one. Maki Ito teamed up with Minoru Suzuki
and Chris Brooks.
So I want you to tell the people, Matt Callis, the event that occurred just this past week. This past weekend, you could say.
Off the top of my head, I believe it was DDT Peter Pan, and it was basically those three against Saki Akai, who is in kayfabe world, she's Saki Sama, and two other DDT wrestlers. I forget their names though. They are important, but you know, I haven't done the research on her Saki Akai's partners. But Minoru Suzuki and Chris Brooks, the video is subtitled for those that want to watch it, but Chris Brooks and Maki Ito show up at Minoru Suzuki's store in Tokyo, in either Tokyo or Yokohama, and he's like, yeah, do you guys want to buy anything? Or are you just going to stand there? Are you guys going to hang out? You need to buy something. like, I'll give you advice on life. So it was pretty funny. It was a fun intergender six-man tag. So more or less, and in addition to that, at the recent Tokyo Joshi Pro pay-per-view, Maki Ito won back her International Princess Championship, the Tokyo Joshi Pro, and that was the title that she lost to Thunder Rosa. So you know, hurry up and buy. Exactly, that's what he was doing to them, Minoru Suzuki. Except instead of you know his retaliation, you get chops from that guy. Ah, real Minoru Suzuki and forearms to the chest. More or less. but overall, yeah, I think this is her second ever title reign as the International Princess Champion, Maki Ito. So and she could defend that championship anywhere on the planet Earth. So who knows where she'd take it next?
I can't wait.
AEW, of course.
Yeah, there you go. She's big in the USA. Everybody's going nuts for her, and that's another singles champion for the women to compete over. You know.
Yeah.
I mean, we saw the New Japan US Championship defended on AEW television. So there you go. Yeah, she'll be back sooner than you think.
Oh man,
quite handsome that last comment.
Yes,
oh, it was. Yes. It was.
Yeah, oh. I particularly enjoyed the brief moments that we had Maki Ito in AEW. She brought something that nobody else has brought or in the women's division, and that's a singing entrance. You know, it's that performance that. Even and I'll always remember when the match or the people in the ring were already starting to get the match started, and she kept going. She was dedicated to finishing that song no matter what.
Oh yes, she's happy to see you guys in his pool cue. Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. another handsome comment for you guys.
Yes. She'll sing while her partners are getting shit. Yes, I remember that. She had to finish the whole thing. She had no other choice but to finish the whole segment in order for her to get her ass kicked. Right, I remember that.
We got pop stars on the way. We got a lot of Japanese pop stars on the way to AEW. Just letting you guys know, be prepared. A lot of things no other wrestling promotion, especially not WWE, has ever done before. You know, Drina Matsui. I gotta leave her in the comments, but you know, I'll leave it there for now.
Oh yes, definitely. So now with the whole clearance of this other individual, I want to talk about. They sat him down for an interview. He finally is clear with all the charges. The biggest question is, would he get booked? So which one I'm talking about is Alberto El Patron. Obviously, yes, everything he's cleared. The charges were dropped. He's no longer involved in that. He wants peace. He's done. He wants to come back, you know, obviously to the mainstream media and platforms and all promotions. But the question is, should he get booked or should, you know, should they get booked him or not? So I'll go to you, Money Mike. I mean, does he, this is what? Second time it's happened. You could say this is a third now. This is a third time, a third chance. Should the whole, every promotion give him a third opportunity?
I mean, I don't see why not. You know, if he's good at what he does, he's careful in the ring, as far as I know. Why not? You know, the charges were dropped. He has a clear name. Why not give him a shot? I do particularly, I'm not a fan of what he's been saying online. that's it. I don't like that he's saying, oh yeah, you know, I'm gonna go in and win gold in AEW and this and that. I mean, of course, it's always good to be confident and believe in yourself, but I don't know. I think he needs to be a little bit low key on that sort of thing for now. Get signed first. Get in the ring first, and you know, and I don't know how old this guy is at this point, but I'm pretty sure the years have kind of gone by. Good thing nobody remembers his match against his MMA fight against Tito Ortiz. So, you know, I feel like a lot of people forgot about that. So I think that's a good thing.
Matt Callis.
I've never ever watched. I think I probably just watched some of his match with Chris Jericho a long time ago, but not. I don't know anything about. Was he Triple A champion at one time? Or yes, he was. And then he had a. He was supposed to have like his own.
Oh, it's like Don remembers.
Was it him and Chavo Guerrero with their own promotion? Or was it somebody else?
Yeah, they were going to have that, but when all the situation happened, ended right quick.
Yeah. Very, very quick. So I don't know that much about him. And I'll just say, if you combine El Patron del Rio, it sounds like a dish at Acapulco that I'd order. So there you go. I might be more interested in the dish than the wrestler. My thoughts are this. Maybe we could switch brains, sir. So I can remember and you don't.
I don't know. El Patron, I love his work. As a, you know, obviously in the ring and professionally. Outside, too many demons he has. And it's an unfortunate that he has those demons, and it was brought on all over the, you know, the world news, all over the social media. And, you know, first, you know, especially with the Paige situation, then with this one, it's just, yeah, it's too much already. He was Latino. Yes. Okay. I can say that he was, but he wasn't no Eddie Guerrero. He was not that. And I don't think there ever will be another Eddie Guerrero. Yes, they were trying to make him, that's the next top Latin star, like Rey Mysterio, like Eddie. But, I mean, he was there. It's just that he was a better heel. He was not a great baby face.
I always felt he was like the Mexican JBL.
Yes.
I kind of saw that sort of thing. So, you know.
Yeah. I mean, to give him another chance, why not? But do I see WWE bringing him back? Maybe. I won't be surprised. They'll bring him back. AEW, I don't see it. NWA, I don't see it.
He might be working on the indies with some, I mean, people we're familiar with.
He's doing that now. I mean, he is doing that now. He's working, you know, more with the indie circuit in Mexico. That's what he's kind of doing more, like just taking care of that more often. You know, it's just, I don't know, with Del Rio. We'll see. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It's accurate. Now, the other one is Now, Tay Conti, moving on. Tay Conti speaking about what happened with the situation, the Sammy one. Uh-oh. Yes, everybody, right away after Sammy announced, oh, yeah, me and my fiance no longer together. And now everybody jumped right on it. Tay Conti, Sammy Guevara. And they attacked her on social media, even Sammy as well. She turned it off, and then obviously then turned it back on, clearing everything out, you know, clearing the rumors. No, they're not together, none of that, blah, blah, blah. I mean, we preached about this before in our previous episodes. You know, these type of backlashes should really not be taking place at all. I mean, that's something that is their business. I mean, we don't know if it is. That's, at the end of the day, it's really their business. I'm no one to judge anybody's life. We're here, nobody here to judge anybody's life, personal lives. We're talking about, you know, as professional sport, you know, of pro wrestling. So, I mean, that's something that I don't think anybody should be even talking, you know, bring up upon or give, you know, or bullying Tay Conti because of, you know, Sammy's personal issues. She has nothing to do with it. I mean, if it is, like I said, that's we have no words to say about it. That's her livelihood. That's her livelihood.
So I will, Ivan, may I get on Shibata instead? Because I don't really have too much to say about Tay Conti.
I'll say a little something here and there. Personally, when I heard about this, I was like, I don't care. And honestly, I kind of still don't. Mm. But because the reason is that we don't tune in to AEW or WWE or whatever for that sort of thing, right? Exactly. We tune in. And honestly, that's why I turned more to AEW now, because there's wrestling more so than storyline. And obviously, this is not a storyline. It's something that happened in real life, I think. Who cares, really? You know, it's unfortunate for Pam, you know, and for Sammy too, I'm sure. But life goes on. There's, you know, things that happen and or didn't happen. Who knows? Who cares?
There you go. I agree, Dom. I agree 100%.
Same. Yeah, and last or 2 weeks ago, it was Andrade and Charlotte. This week, it's the controversy here going on, or what, for lack of a better term, with Sammy and Tay Conti. At the end of the day, they're going to see whoever they want to see, and we could say whatever we want. It makes no difference to them. And that's it. Who cares?
There you go. Well put. Well put. Well put, my brother. Go ahead, Matt Callis. Let the people know Shibata. Any update in Shibata's opponent?
So there has been an update yet, but the main questions, I kind of want to throw around some speculations on who the opponent might be. And what is going on the 5th of January? Was it the 5th or the 6th where New Japan and Noah are having that joint pay-per-view? And now there's also talks of adding All Japan into that mix as well, because even All Japan are in talks, because of the COVID outbreaks happening and all the American wrestlers not being able to fly to Japan for their matches. So to make up for that, they're just going to add in those All Japan and Noah wrestlers into the mix. So it could be Kento Miyahara from All Japan Pro Wrestling, their ace, their top guy. It could be Jake Lee from All Japan Pro Wrestling. It could be Mara Fuji, because Shibata has a history with Kenta, but Shibata's never faced Mara Fuji one-on-one. So that's the one I most want. That's my prediction. Okada is because of the history, but I think they want to save that for possibly a title shot, even, you know, the Shibata Okada rematch, you know. So, yeah, Hiroki Goto would be a good hit, will also be a good hit fit because of the history with the Never Open Weight Championship. Yes. You know,
great hit. Great rivalry, by the way. That was a great fucking feud. Good shit. That's good shit right there. That's wrestling. Oh, man, I love it. But you know what? You know, we're almost getting close to the end of 2021. I mean, we still have one more week left, you know, before we even give our full thoughts of, you know, overall in pro wrestling was going on in 2021. But, you know, we could just at least speak one for it doesn't, it could be anything. So I'll ask the question is like, what has been so far your highlight for 2021 in pro wrestling? So I'll take it to you, Money Mike. Like overall, not just AEW. We're talking about everything what's been going on.
Listen, listen. To me, honestly, AEW has been the highlight in for me in wrestling. It's been I feel like I shouldn't have got invited to this.
Next week, Dom, you're gonna come on next week with us.
Honestly, AEW has done quite a bit, and I can't remember what show it was. And okay, because there's so much good stuff, and I feel like this question kind of came out of nowhere. But I'll say this: for me, my best moment was having three screens on, watching AAA, watching New Japan, and watching AEW, or I think it was Impact, going on at the same time, and enjoying all three. It was all going on the same night. And really, you know, because I watched WWE for 20 years and never even looked at TNA or WCW or anything like that outside of it, to now primarily being out and not even knowing what's going on in WWE and watching all these other promotions that have great things going on. And I feel that AEW kind of opened that forbidden door for me to be able to check out all this other stuff and really enjoy it. So that right there is my highlight.
Mr. 69.
I must say that compared to, you know, what you're talking about, the multiple promotions, Mike, better be prepared for that number to go up from like four different promotions to like 7, 8, 9, 10. Because we got PCW. We got old-fashioned wrestling from Boyle Heights, you know, bro. You know, we got wrestling behind McDonald's on the street. Yeah, we got everything. I don't know. We got everything. We got wrestling in Walmart in the break room, you know. But you know, Punk was a major one. You know, I didn't follow him completely, but I know how much I felt that in the core of myself. But the other Shibata, you know, even though his match hasn't happened yet, just the announcement of him coming back is a major deal, just because of how much that guy has gone through. He's the other huge comeback. He's like the Edge of the East, you know, to me, you know, if not more. But I mean, he's the great teacher as well. So that's the other big one. But yet, get ready for it to be like multiple promotions on that TV, you know, because you got Noah, you got All Japan, you got Ring of Honor, you got GCW, you know, just
hopefully Ring of Honor.
Yeah, the good thing is you could watch it. Yeah, Ring of Honor. The good thing is you could watch it in different orders. You know, I'm an optimist, so I do believe, you know, I don't know if I'm getting off subject. It is a major event of the year of 2021, but Ring of Honor having that final battle, you know, that met, because I don't think it's really the final for them. The Rebirth, I think it will be quite cool. So I'm definitely staying tuned for it. You know, I mean, I know one of the championships that from Ring of Honor is being defended on Impact, Jonathan Gresham versus somebody, you know, on Impact Wrestling. So, you know, we got a lot to look forward to.
Oh yeah. I mean, Gresham is going to be around and he's defending it against Tuco Scorpio GCW events. So at least he's representing the Ring of Honor, you know, proud, and for him to do that is phenomenal. And hopefully, like you said, I hope the rebirth will be awesome, and hopefully we get to see some of the OG vets coming back. Even when, you know, hopefully Roxy too. I was excited for her career, and still am, you know, for Roxy, the ROH Women's Champion. Hopefully we get to see her more, and I can't wait. Especially her and Deanna Purrazzo, I'm looking forward to seeing that. So that's, you know, one thing I'm looking forward to. The highlight for me will be basically this door. The territories are back. Every territory is now back on the map where it's supposed to be. And not just only these two major platforms of WWE, AEW. Talk about, and you know, NWA is back. You know, we saw MOW, you know, they're making, you know, their comeback. You know, we see the rise of GCW coming up. We see the rise of other independent territories that are coming, you know, coming back up. That even now we see Triple A more, you know, spoken upon, which we saw Johnny Mundo heading towards that direction, challenging.
There we go.
Hijo de Vikino, he's challenging him for the Mega World title, which I'm looking. See, the doors of that is awesome. Yes, there you go. Matt, he got you right. There you go, Chris Sabin. So
Chris Sabin.
That's gonna be great. Ooh, it's good shit. That's gonna be good shit. I cannot.
Motor City Machine Guns, baby. That's one thing. One tag team I'm kind of waiting for to get into the mix of all the dream tag team matchups.
Oh man, yeah.
If I may say it, an honorable mention, I would say All Out, the ending where we had Adam Cole come out, and then right after that, Daniel Bryan. Mm-hmm. We saw it together, right, in person. Yes. Chris, el director, he took off his shirt, you know, went all crazy. So, cool moment, you know, personally.
Johnny Mundo, yes, Johnny Mundo, baby. Hey, you might see Johnny All Elite, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, Johnny Dynamite.
Oh man.
Johnny Rampage.
Johnny Rampage.
Johnny Dark.
Johnny Elevation.
Right, that'll be awesome shit right there. But yes, you're absolutely right. Was All Out. Oh, we can't wait till next month's pay-per-view. We'll be together for sure to watch, you know. We'll probably do a watch along live. Or no, maybe live, ladies and gentlemen. But you'll see our reactions. You might see Chris take off his shirt again.
you gotta give the people what they want.
Yes.
Courtesy of
Dirty Heels, baby. Dirty Heels. That is right. I want to see take up Big Show. Yes. We had to take it off, that's for sure. Yes. Oh man. But that's what I like. Like I said, it's just all territories are opening. Now everybody's being pro wrestling is getting more exposure, not just a platform. It's now every other organization is now getting the, you know, the spotlight because of the technology like this one. Like here on us, we're here on live on YouTube. See, you know, this technology does help and assist these other promotions of getting their exposure around the world. And that's what I'm happy for every one of them. They deserve it. Because they have so much incredible talents that we don't even know about. And so I just can't wait, you know, for the future of what's going to hold for 2022 in pro wrestling overall. But that's probably my biggest highlight that I'm glad in seeing all these promotions working together instead of competing one another and just try to, you know, work with each other. Hey, I'll send you my talent. You send me yours. Send me your best guy. I'll send you my... I love seeing that old school back, and that's what I think we're missing that. And just to go and help other promotions, and like how you can say that I'm not going to say WWE was really the one kind of start everything. You know, I could say they kind of elevated it more, but at least they did it. And, you know, and now I cannot wait. Like I said, I can't. We're going to get maybe, you know, the Briscoe Brothers FTR. We're going to get that. Hopefully we see Bryan Danielson, CM Punk go to Japan. You know, we see maybe Okada, Bryan Danielson, CM Punk, Tanahashi, you know, the Golden Ace. That's right. We, you know, might see that. Or Kota Ibushi. I mean, we don't know. And there's so much. The possibilities are endless for 2022 that because of these doors that open to everyone. And I'm looking forward and I'm excited for the way how's going to end. But definitely. But see, and one more thing though, let's just talk about WWE for 1 minute here, because I feel kind of bad when I talk about them, because the only thing that is really, really there is obviously the Roman and Brock Lesnar storyline. We did see Paul Heyman got fired from Roman Reigns. I could literally say that's probably the only great storyline that is going on. I don't know. I mean, you tell me, Money Mike.
Great used loosely there. I mean, I get it. You know, Enzo and MLW. Oh, wait, that happened already.
Yeah, that happened?
It happened. Yeah, he was already got his ass whipped, though.
To your point that if the best thing going on right now is a rivalry that already happened a few years back with, you know, between Lesnar and Reigns, and that's the most interesting thing going on in WWE, I don't know. Kind of goes to say, you know, I don't know. I lost interest in what WWE is doing years ago. And I've said, you know, before that, if we've seen WWE as the number one and the only show in town, they had the chance, the opportunity to really, really just elevate and do something and take everything. And what did they do? They gave us subpar wrestling, subpar entertainment. And I'm just generally not interested in what's going on there. As for this whole Paul Heyman thing going on, I like that they're putting him back with Lesnar. Brock McDonald, right? Yeah, you know, Brock is an interesting guy because you know that he has a good, you know, entertainment side to him that hasn't really come out since back then. So yeah, I guess that's something pretty cool that's going on. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's probably the only thing that's going on in WWE. There's nothing much going on. I wish them the best for the next 2022, man. Everything, whether, you know, I don't know what exactly their direction they're going with all these cuts, with all the situation. I don't know what type of revamp they're going to be doing for next year. As a matter of fact, we can literally say that not even the Rumble is much exciting right now. I mean, what is it that we can speak about the Rumble?
Do they even have 30 guys?
Right? Do they even have 30 men? That's the problem. You know, they do which they do. But, I mean, obviously, you know, can we see? Call themselves sports entertainers. They're burning.
That is so true.
Yeah. I mean, they are entertainers for a reason. They are. But I mean, even see the Rumble's not much talked about. It sucks. It's an unfortunate that they are not catching this demographic's attention. The 18 and above, they're not really. I mean, I don't know where to, you know, obviously we already spoke about it. They're the number one right now because they have the marketing. They have they're a public trading company, so they of course are the top of the, you know, top of the food chain, you know, top of the pyramid.
Look, because they could spin it however many ways. At the end of the day, right?
Gonna be 50 surprise entrance with a bunch of cuts. Yes, one time only. I think I can agree with you on that, Tom.
Jeez, Tatanka comes back. Who knows?
We might see Ryback one time right there, too.
The gobbledygooker or whatever. anywho, they got that blood money income. Yes, they do. Oh, yes, they do. Oof. That Prince was able to get Shawn Michaels out of retirement.
Yeah, right. Yep, exactly. But, yeah, man, I mean, yeah, it's just nothing much, you know, for WWE, for NXT 2.0. Hopefully, I wish them the best too. Even though I still not, my heart is not has opened completely yet. But you know, there's certain characters there that I'm looking forward to see, and I don't know. We just have to wait and see. Ryback is still not welcome. You never know. Vince could probably change his mind. He was special. You know, and you can just bring him on. You never know. You never know. But yeah, we have to wait and see. But yes, ladies and gentlemen, there you have it for this Sunday special. We're doing obviously live here for everyone on our YouTube channel. And if you're watching on our social media platforms from Twitter and on Facebook Live as well, don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow us on our social media platforms on Instagram, Facebook, and on Twitter. I want to go ahead and thank everyone for whoever joined us live, tuning in, and the ones people that will be watching maybe the following day. We appreciate you very much. This is the first time we've done live, so we will be doing this hopefully for 83. As we're going to end the year for 2021 here on the COD with a nice bang and giving our thoughts. We might even do a top five live for you guys. We'll do a top five live for you guys as we're going to do our top five moments in 2021. It could be from matches, from highlights, all over. It could be everything. That's what we said, moments of 2021. So we possibly could go ahead and do it live for you guys and episode 83 live as well. We'll go that, closing the year out with this upcoming New Year's bash for AEW Dynamite coming up. And for Rampage, if they're going to have Rampage, which I haven't even checked their schedule. And any more upcoming, wrestling news, especially who's more excited for New Japan, for Wrestle Kingdom. I'm excited for that. That's the one that I think, all three of us here are excited to see, the return of Shibata. We'll see Will Ospreay, coming back. Who will be, will they bring back the old school, New Japan World title? Or they'll keep the new one. So, it's so much shit. And, of course, against Pro Wrestling Noah. Where Ned Flanders is on you guys. Because, yes, I know Matt's excited. Matt, you're excited. Let's see.
I got to say, for episode 100, do you think we should all dress like Sergeant Pepper?
Really? You want to
Why just not?
Epaulettes. Just...
Fine, let's do it. Everybody had a mustache, though.
Yeah, mustache. All you need is love. Dun, 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 dun,
dun. No, we hail to you, Dom, since you're part of the League of Extraordinary Podcast. And I hope you guys enjoyed that special as well, too. The Christmas special, we had the League of Extraordinary Podcast. And once again, I say wish everyone a happy holidays. I'm glad you guys enjoyed it. And also with the old-fashioned wrestling vlog, which you'll be seeing the full match coming this week on our YouTube channel. You'll see the full show with me commentating. You'll be seeing that. So I'm looking forward for you guys to see that and see my first time commentating on a pro wrestling event. See if it goes great. You never know. We'll have to wait and see.
I hope you do the Joey Styles. Oh, my God.
I don't think I'm going to. I probably will.
Do or Joey Slobber Knocker or Stumping a Mud Hole. Or let's see what other commentator.
Mamma mia!
There you go. Stuff like that, yeah.
You gotta be kidding me, Don. Don West.
Maybe Joe Rogan, maybe. I like Joe Rogan's commentating. He's awesome. So, maybe Joe Rogan. You never know.
But Joe Rogan's a really good pool player. I think I'm surprised he hasn't done commentary for billiards. I got the stick right here. Mike, the challenge still stands, by the way, Mike. I haven't backed down. I was just very sick.
Oh no, see, I don't like to bully anybody. When a challenge is made, which by the way, for those of you who do not know, I challenged our good buddy here, Mr. MGC, to a billiards game, whenever, wherever. Let's see when it happens.
Oh, yes, because I'll be there too. I'll be the referee. Wow. I'll be the referee there counting it down. But yes, ladies and gentlemen, once again, we appreciate everyone for tuning in to Sunday special. And I hope you guys enjoyed this live special. We will be doing more of this.
I have a composite pool cue, so. I think this is like part plastic. It's not all wood.
Oh my God. But yes, not forget, ladies and gentlemen, to follow us on our social media platform once again and subscribe to the YouTube channel, because we will provide you the best pro wrestling content, just like the league does as well, for all of you fans. And before we let you guys go, I'm gonna let obviously my familia here to let the people know what do we do here on the COD. Let them know, Money Mike.
Saludos a Tikal, Guatemala. Gracias por la playera. Muchos saludos y un grande abrazo para toda mi gente de Latinoamérica. Cero miedo. Und alles unser Freunden wo in Deutschland. Danke für hören und sehen Sie Circle of Debate. Tschüss. Guten Tag, guten Abend. Auf Wiedersehen.
Ah, tschüss. That's right.
Yeah.
Now, Callens.
We don't make podcasts. We make history.
We'll see you this week. That's right.